I want to thank the Lord this morning for his blessings. We'd like to just pick up where we left off last Sunday. Begin message the Lord had given on learning the lesson. Has anyone ever sat down at a meal and you ate and then you put some more on your plate and said, I know I shouldn't do this. I know I shouldn't do this, or maybe gone back for a second piece of dessert, or there was something you knew that would affect you in a way that you said, oh, I know I shouldn't do this. But what do we normally do? We do it anyway. I don't know how many times I've done that, and I should be old enough to realize that when I say that, I should stop. Because after you do it, it's like, I know I shouldn't have done that. I feel awful. Why do we keep doing it? Have you ever wondered about that? I've wondered before, Michael, how old are you going to have to get? I mean, I'm getting in my late 40s. And I've wondered, how old do you get before you actually, when you say I shouldn't do this, that you don't do it? And I was talking about food, but do you know that the Lord wants us to learn the lessons of life? And we looked at last Sunday, we don't want to ever get into a place that we're too, that we think we don't have anything else to learn. Because all of us still have lessons the Lord is wanting to teach us. We learn or should learn from correction when the Lord corrects us, but we have to have a desire to learn the lesson. The Lord can try to teach us, but it's up to us to make a decision that I want to learn from this. And if we don't choose to learn from it, remember, I'm giving this a little review from last Sunday, but when we correct our children, they may get tired. It's like, I know what dad and mom are going to say. There's a good way to have your mom and dad stop telling you the same thing over and over. Learn the lesson. And then they wouldn't have to tell you the same thing over. Well, it's the same thing with us and the Lord. We will grow when we are exercised, when we are corrected by the Lord. One of the other things that we have to learn, there are many lessons in the Word of God. And when we read the Bible, if we read it, we read it for history sometimes. We read it for head knowledge sometimes. But if we will read, when we read the Bible, even in your devotions this week, I would challenge us as we read, say, what lesson would the Lord like me to get? And when we begin to personally apply the Word of God to our life, the Lord is going to teach us some lessons that we can begin to grow. We can also learn from other people. That's why the Lord gave teachers and pastors and the ministry that we would learn as they teach. But if we resist that, we're going to not only stay stagnant, we actually will begin to lose ground. But if we want to learn the lessons, we need to take advantage of the resources that God has put in our life. I'd like to begin over in Proverbs 24, and I know that we read this just a few weeks ago, but we were learning a different lesson from it. So we're going to look for another lesson this morning. Proverbs chapter 24, beginning in verse 30. He said, I went by the field of the slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and it was grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone walls thereof were broken down. In other words, he went by the field, a field that maybe one time had brought forth a good harvest. He went by a field that one time maybe people pointed out, said, look at how nice that looks. Look how well cared for and well kept that is. But this time he walked by and he saw that the wall was broken down. He saw that weeds had taken over. And that he said, I saw and I considered it well and I looked upon it and received instruction. In other words, he was learning a lesson from observation. Now, we are not to judge one another. The Lord does not want us to be critical of one another. And yet, there is a place of righteous judgment. But you know, it is not a wise man that will observe other people's behaviors and consequences and ignore it. It's a wise person that will learn by observation. If I see someone come up and touch a stove and they yelp, and I see another person come up and touch a stove and yelp, you know what that's going to tell me without me having to touch it? Right. It's going to tell me it's hot, isn't it? Or if there's a wire and someone touches it and they get shocked, I don't want to have to touch that wire to figure out that it's hot, that it has has electricity flowing in it. In other words, we can save ourselves a lot of heartache if we will learn lessons by observation. And that's what he did when he went by this field. He said, I saw it and considered it. And you young people and children, I want to challenge you, learn by observation. Because there is something about us, and I think probably all of us have done it before. Have you ever thought you were different? You don't have to raise your hand. But have you ever thought that, well, I know it did this for other people, and I know those were the consequences, but I've got it figured out a little bit better. That kind of sounds egotistical, doesn't it? But do you know that probably all of us have done that? Because, I mean, this is me. It's going to turn out differently, and like I can touch the stove and it not burn me? And y'all would look on and say, Brother Michael, that's foolish, but I know it, the consequences were that for everyone else, but I'm different. Do you know that we're not different this morning? And if we would learn that lesson, young people, and I share this in love, but if you ever think that things are going to turn out differently for you when you're doing the same thing that's brought ruin on others, you're not different. And so he went by the field of the slothful. And he said, I looked on it and I saw and I learned a lesson. In essence, that's what he was saying. I learned something. If you don't take care of your field, you're not going to get a good harvest. If you don't do upkeep, the wall's going to get broken down and then the animals will come in and eat what's there. You know, the same thing will happen to us spiritually. We don't need to wait, folks, until we lose ground spiritually. We don't need to wait until we get to the place and say, I don't know what happened. I one time had a close walk with God, but I don't know what happened. Well, we can learn what happened to other people that you have seen lose out with God. How did it happen? What were some of the things they started doing? Where were some of the places they started going or stopped going? What were some of the things that they began to bring into their life or things that they began to cut out of their life? What things were going on? Because you can see this person used to be saved and had a good walk with God. And today, we never see them anymore and they're gone. And then you find out where they're at spiritually and they're far from God. How did they get from point A to point B? Do you know there are things that happen in someone's life to get them from point A to point B? The same thing will happen to me. And the same thing will happen to you. We're not different. And so, Lord, help us to learn that lesson. That I don't, before I get to point B, that I can look around and say, you know what? I can see what happened in their life. So, if you want to be rich, you know, they say, listen to a rich person. Right? If you want to save money, listen to someone that saved money. Because it's one thing to tell you how to do it, and it's something else to do it. But wouldn't we be wise to observe and learn lessons? Not just negatively, but positively. If you see the Lord blessing someone's life, can we not observe and learn something? It's like, what are they doing? Because I really see God blessing their life. Then emulate that. Incorporate those things in their life, in your own life. And you know what you'll find? You'll find the Lord's blessing your life too. Why? Because you've been faithful. You've been diligent. You've been putting God first. And there's consequences to that. And they're good consequences. They're positive. And so he said, I looked upon it and received instruction. So may I challenge us this morning to look around this week, this is very practical, and get some instruction from people that you know. by just watching their life. Think about someone, and if you want some homework, this is all voluntary homework, but if you want some homework, think about someone that the Lord has really blessed spiritually. And then start thinking about why were they blessed spiritually? What were the things in their life that they didn't do? And then think about someone without being critical, understands different in spirit motivation. Someone that really you have seen strayed and you don't see the Lord bless in their life like they one time were. And say, what changed? What were things that they incorporate or things they let in their life or spirits or attitudes that they developed? And you know, if I would rather learn the lesson from someone else than have to go through it myself. I still remember, and it was actually Brother Dale's uncle, and I know I've shared it before, but it comes to me quite frequently. So if you've heard me share it, you're going to hear it again. But I remember Brother Dale's uncle, he raced motorcycles, dirt biking, and he was Daryl. And I remember when we were just young boys, it's seared in my memory. He said there were times he could be leading in the race, just out, you know, dirt biking, rough places. And he said when he would get to a place that's like, I'm not sure which direction to go, not sure what, he would intentionally let someone pass him and get ahead of him and see what worked. If they made it through, they do the same thing. There was one place, it was a really tight fit. He wasn't sure if he should go through, and he let someone get ahead and watched him, and they wrecked because they couldn't fit their bike through these two trees. You know, that taught him a lesson. Without him wrecking, he said, I'm going a different way. And I have thought so often about that illustration. Folks, if we can learn from those that have gone before us spiritually, what's worked? I have seen, unfortunately, splits take place in the body of Christ. And I have been integrally involved in some of them, and I've listened to the things that were said in people thinking that we can do this. It's not sin. It's all right to do it. It's right. It's all right. You can't tell me it's sin. And you know what? To a degree, sometimes they were right. But it wasn't wise. It wasn't expedient. And I've watched that play out in groups that have left the saints, families that have left. And I've watched that play out to see, okay, they're going a different direction. What's going to be the result? Do you know if I saw them getting closer to the Lord and the Lord just giving a greater anointing and power in their life, that I'd say, okay, you know what? That worked. So then I want to make some changes in my life. But you know what I've observed? That thinking did not accomplish greater spirituality. We would do wise to learn from that, because it'll save us from a lot of heartache and a lot of trouble, because we're not different. We're not different, the same thing. So that brings us to another point. As we look on the field of the slothful, look on the field of the one that has a good field. Crops look good. What are their characteristics? What's working for them? If you want to do something well, it really pays to take time to look at other people that have done the same thing. If you're going to, some things we've done. If you're going to have a publication, it would be wise to get some other publications and look them over. What works? What looks good? What doesn't look good? If you're going to have a business, I would look at businesses that are doing the same type of thing. What are they doing? What's working for people? If you're going to raise children, Lord help us, what's working for people? And what's not working? What are things that we always looking to learn a lesson that we could be improving ourselves? Well, if we could learn from the past as a generation, do you not think that we should be doing better than our parents? I remember Brother Austin Wilson talking a lot about this. And I could just hear him as a child. If we could learn from the mistakes of our parents, that means we should be further along than they are. So would it be fair to ask how we're doing? Are we further along than our parents were? I hope we are. But sometimes it's, Lord, have I learned the lessons you wanted me to learn? Can we look to the past and examine over in 1 Corinthians? Let's just turn and read. There's another passage of scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 in verse 11 through 12. He said, now these things happeneth unto them. Now he's talking about the children of Israel. He said, these things, now all of these things happen to them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world were come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed, lest he fall. So, all of the things that happened to the children of Israel, it happened for our example. It was written down for us to learn from them. Are we learning from past? Are we learning from the past successes and failures of our parents and grandparents? You know, it's easy for young people to think that they have a little bit better understanding than their parents do. That's kind of normal. So not that anyone here ever thinks that. Young people, I'm not picking on you. Not that any of you all would ever think you understood it better than your parents. But I would give us a caution if you ever do. Usually you don't. I found that when I was younger, you know, you have some things in your mind you think are a certain way. And as you get older, it starts changing. And I wonder what changed. It wasn't truth. It wasn't reality. It wasn't consequences. What changed was our understanding of life. That's what changed. Our understanding of God. Our understanding of what reality really was, because our perceptions of reality sometimes are shaped by our personal experiences, and it shapes how we view life. But the longer we live, it has a way of bringing about a balance. Sometimes it should, if we're learning our lesson. We respect the hoary head, but do you know there's also a reason why some people have, and it's not the color of the hair, I'm speaking of age. There's a lot of people that they're old, in their old age, they have a lot of teach by their failures as much or more than their successes. So we need to learn from that then. The children of Israel, you know, there are so many lessons that we can learn from them. What were some of the lessons? And I'm sure things might start coming to your mind. I'll just mention a few that as I was meditating and the Lord was talking to me about this, I thought, well, you know, the children of Israel, I remember doing this years ago, it was 24 years ago, I think, I preached a message on complaining. And I remember going through Exodus, and it was like chapter after chapter, they complained. Turn the page, and you could just find. Do you know that ought to teach us a lesson? Because eventually God got fed up with it. And some of them died because of complaining. Well, can we learn a lesson from that then? Folks, God hates complaining. That doesn't mean if someone comes up and asks and wants to know how you're doing and you tell them, telling someone a condition is not complaining, okay? Complaining is more, it's this spirit of feeling sorry for yourself. That it's not, if you say, oh, well, how are you feeling? Say, you know, I'm not feeling real good today, but yet we're thankful, right? That's not complaining. But nothing was ever good enough for the children of Israel. It didn't matter. I knew a man like that. It was a challenge every time I saw him. I'm going to try to make him say something good. I don't know if I was ever once successful. I saw him multiple times a week, and I was like, I'm going to try to make him say something good. And if the sun was out, I'd point out and say, well, brother, at least it's not raining. Look, the sun's out. Well, we need some rain. Well, if it was rain, it's like, oh, we got the rain. Well, the sun's not shining. That was literally his view on life. Everything was negative. But you know, Lord, what can we learn from that? What can we learn from the children of Israel wanted a king instead of God being their leader? Can we learn from that today? They said, we want to be like other nations, folks, as a people. As part of God's church, we shouldn't want to be like other people. Our desire shouldn't be to be like others that have set up a system of religion. Are there some positives to that? Yes, actually there are. but there are a lot of negatives too. So Lord, we're going to do it your way because in the end, God's way is the best way. Lord, we want you to be our leader. But that means that individually, we're going to have to follow the leader, follow the Holy Spirit. One of the things that God told the children of Israel, he said, do not marry women of other nations. What he was talking about there, and that scripture's been misinterpreted by people at times. It doesn't matter if an American marries a German or a German marries an African, or that's not what he's talking about. What he's talking about was idolatry. Don't marry someone who's not serving the Lord. And I know the question is, well, I'm different. We're not different. Without fail, when a believer marries an unbeliever in the closest of all human relations, for someone who does not value the Lord, folks, it's going to bring trouble. It's just what happens. But sometimes we tend to think, this is different. Folks, it's why it's important to learn from that. Young people, marry a believer. Don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. One of the other things about the children of Israel is they wanted something visible in their worship. So they built a golden calf, didn't they? Do you know that's what's happened in the religious world? And I'm just going to mention one of them. That's what's happened with speaking in tongues. It's a golden calf. It's not from God. But it's something that people are, the religious world, many millions and millions are being drawn to that because it's something I can see with my eyes and hear with my ears, that this is something different. And we'll call it from God. But it's not from God. Nowhere in the scripture do we find that kind of behavior. Not one place in the scripture. And I'm speaking about speaking jibber-jabber in a celestial language or something like in that. I'm not talking about speaking in a human language inspired by God. And so that's what's been a golden calf we want to see. When things come among us, we heard in Sunday school, try the Spirit. See whether it's of God and learn the lessons from the past. Learn the lessons from the past. Children of Israel, after the Battle of Jericho, they went out to fight in the Battle of Ai. Remember? They had won a great victory. And the men of Ai were just a few in number. If you win a great victory and there's just a few small little battle over here, wouldn't you kind of go out with confidence? Well, look what we just won. We just won this great Battle of Jericho, the people of Ai. No problem. I can do that. The problem was I. They lost their dependency on the Lord. There was some disobedience in the camp as well. Do you know if we will learn that lesson that it's not in our own strength that we're going to be able to please the Lord? It's not in our own righteousness. It's not how long we've been saved. It's not how long and how much head knowledge we have of the doctrine. But daily, Lord, I'm dependent on you. I need your grace today. Wouldn't we be a lot further down the road if we'd learned that lesson? Every day it's, Lord, I can't. I'll just share. I was in prayer yesterday. And I was consecrating something to the Lord and talking to the Lord about it. And it was almost like, in my motive was pure, okay? Because I was the one praying, so I know what my motive was. It was pure, but the Lord kind of checked. It was almost as if I was bringing something to the Lord. And the Lord reminded me, Michael, you are not worthy. It's like I'm bringing this to you. And it wasn't done self-righteous. Okay, I think I was almost in tears as I was praying and looking to the Lord about something. But the Lord reminded me, it's not like you're giving something to me. You aren't worthy of... We're just unprofitable servants. And sometimes if we're not careful, we look like I'm giving this to the Lord, or I gave this up for God, or and it's like, Lord, I'm nothing. And Lord, I just need you to help me. I need you, Lord, and I don't deserve, it's not like I'm giving a something to God to make him feel better. You know what I'm saying? I feel like my words are not adequately expressing what I'm trying to communicate here with this point. But it's not about that we are giving something to God as if that elevates us. It's more the recognition that, Lord, I just need you. Whatever you want, but it's not like I'm doing God a favor. That's really expresses it. We're not doing God a favor, but we're seeking for His favor in our life. Learning from the past, the children of Israel went out in their own strength. One of the other things, the children of Israel did not respect the leadership that God had given to them. And do you remember that highly displeased God? God has given and placed leaders and placed spirit-filled people, and so that He wants us to respect that. You know, though, that if we would learn these lessons, children and young people, this starts in the home. Your parents, God placed them in your home to guide and to direct. And when we respect that leadership, it changes how we listen to mom and dad. Because God placed them in my life and they have something to share with me. And if we begin to resist against that, do you know that ultimately we're starting to resist against God Himself? And so the Lord wants us to learn that lesson, change a perspective. It will save us and keep us from a lot of mistakes. So it is wisdom to look around this morning and learn from the past, because it is true that history does what? It repeats itself. And so it will repeat itself again. If we can spare ourselves some of the heartache, but not only in a negative sense, if we can learn from where God and how God has blessed in the past and say, you know what, I want God's blessings in my life like that, and learn that lesson, I'm going to be further along. And it will be less difficult to learn the lesson. Because you remember last week, and we'll conclude shortly here. Do you remember last week that I said that when we don't learn a lesson, that the Lord has a way of sending it to us in a different way? Do you know that if little children would learn the lesson, or even older children would learn the lesson when their parents told them something, there would never need to be any other type of discipline or correction? Right? Mom and dad say empty the trash, and you empty the trash. That's all there is to it. But the problem is when they tell you to empty the trash and you don't empty the trash, now there's got to be something to try to teach them the lesson of obedience. Maybe it's sitting down for a while. Maybe it's being grounded. Maybe it's a few squats. Maybe it's that, you know, there's different things. But if that lesson is not learned, what happens the next time? If a parent is being truly a parent, it means probably there's going to be a little more severity, right? It didn't get through to you. I tried to tell you, but you didn't learn a lesson. So we're going to try to accompany the words with something else to try to get that lesson in your mind. Well, with the Lord, it's the same way, folks. We're not going to be able to move on spiritually until we learn the lesson that's before us today. Yeah. And I don't want to have to go through, I know we all go through difficult times of lessons. We've all been there. But do you know that it would be easier for us if we would just be open to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to learn. I want you to teach me. And I know there are some really challenging lessons, and it takes a while. That doesn't mean you're not doing right. I want to encourage all of us, young and old alike, if you've been on the same lesson for a while, it's okay. It's okay. I don't know how long it's been since you've heard someone tell you that. I want to say it this morning. It's okay. But don't throw your hands up and walk away from the lesson. Ethan came out the other day and said, Dad, it's taking me 2 hours. He's starting school about 6 or 7 o'clock. And he said, 6 if you will let him. He said, Dad, it's taking me 2 hours to get my math done. Every single day, it's taking me 2 hours to get math done. Well, if it takes 2 hours, it takes 2 hours. I wish it would just take him an hour. But you know what? If you stick with it, you're going to get through it. You're able to keep progressing. And so if it's taking you a while to get through your lesson spiritually this morning, don't feel like that you're just not where you ought to be. It might just be a tough lesson. And if it's going to take a while, at least you're working on it, right? Are we going to walk away, say it's just too tough? We can do that, but you know what? I've learned a lesson from people that walk away. They're not successful. But they say, you know what? I'm going to learn this lesson. I'm going to keep working on it till I get it, and I don't have it yet. And I know it's going to take a while, but I'm going to keep on plodding through it. The end result is going to be progress and understanding. So I just want to encourage and challenge us to learn. Learn from the trials. I don't think we're going to come back to this specific message. I said last week, I don't know what all the Lord is going to bring out in the near future. But the Lord, when we go through temptations, count it all joy. Why? Because the trying of your faith worketh patience. So when you're being tested, when you go through it, saints call it trials. It's not what the world calls it. Okay? But this, as people of God, we say, well, I'm in a trial. What makes a trial a trial? Because something I'm going through is difficult, and somewhere in it, there's a lesson that I can learn. So if you're going through a tough time, I'm sorry. But on the other hand, it's those tough times that can get us closer to the Lord. But we have to open up our heart to learn a lesson from it. So let's learn a lesson from the trials and the difficulties. And if we will learn and see the places the Lord is wanting to teach us, it will spare us from heartache down the road. You young people, we covet y'all for the Lord. And if you can learn from my mistakes and the mistakes of your parents and grandparents, you all will be more successful than those of us that are older. You all will be more successful. You'll be better parents. You'll be closer to the Lord than we are. You will have more anointing and more power with God. And I would that all of you young people and children have that experience. But it's going to come from us learning lessons by looking around and seeing what works and what doesn't, and looking at the past and taking examples, and the Lord will lead us day by day and step by step. Amen.